a Living Word with Father Vincent Sherlock.
Dear Jesus, I sat at the table but seemed to be in a different world. What were you saying to us when you took the bread and the wine? My body given up for you. My blood poured out for you. I thought you were talking about it all been over. I didn't want to have to do anything in memory of you. It seemed as if you'd thrown in the towel, even the towel. And I saw you wrap one round your waist and bend down and wash our feet. They all seemed so close to you. John, how innocent he seemed, childish even, and you seemed all right with that. Peter, changing his mind as ever. First he wouldn't let you wash his feet, and then he wanted washing all over. Then you talked about denial, and one by one the table assured you there'd be no denial. Yes, I said it too. I'm not sure whether I imagined it or not, but I thought I heard you say it would be the one to whom you handed the piece of bread. And when you passed it to me, something clicked. Something changed. And suddenly I forgot the conversations we had, and my ears wandered from you to those who whispered on the edge of our gatherings about you being a wanted man. Those voices took over, and the whispering grew louder in my head. Temptation, I suppose. I was in front of them, making a deal with them for 30 silver pieces. They asked what sign I'd give. That's the bit upsets me most. Jesus, I told them I'd give you a kiss. I betrayed you with a kiss. I know now what you were saying to us when you took the bread and wine. Now I know you wanted me to slow down, to follow your lead and not always have to set my own pace. For what it's worth, I banged those silver pieces off the ground, and when they scattered, I remembered the scattered table in the temple, and I thought I'm doing this much at least in memory of him. I am your friend, and grateful for your friendship too, Judas.